social media.
Welcome to Health Literacy Out Loud. I'm Helen Osborne, president of Health Literacy Consulting, founder of Health Literacy Month, and your host of Health Literacy Out Loud. In these podcasts, you get to listen in on my conversations with some really remarkable people. You will hear what health literacy is, why it matters, and how all of us can help improve health understanding. Today, I'm talking with Dr. Kevin Foe, who is an internal medicine physician and founder of the very popular and award-winning health blog, KevinMD.com. Kevin's unique perspective as a practicing physician and healthcare social media leader have been recognized by hospitals, medical societies, universities, and mainstream media that includes the CBS Evening News, CNN, USA Today, and the New York Times. I met Kevin when my New England chapter of the American Medical Writers Association chose him as our honored speaker. I'm delighted that Kevin also agreed to talk with us on Health Literacy Out Loud. Welcome, Kevin.
Thank you for having me on, Helen. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, I know you are so active and passionate about social media, but why should the rest of us be?
I think social media gives everybody in healthcare a platform to be heard. And speaking as a physician, I think it's tremendously important for doctors to be heard because there's a lot of health information online, and more patients than ever are going online to research their health information. But sometimes the information that they're reading online isn't always the most reliable. And social media gives doctors a visible public platform where they could either share reliable health information or guide patients to better health websites.
Okay. I've got a couple questions for you here. And one is, I know you're a practicing physician. Is it just doctors or all of us who care about communicating this?
It's everybody in the healthcare stream, ranging from patients to policy experts to physicians and nurses. It's important to get the voices of everybody in healthcare to be heard. Patients can reach out to other patients, and other people are going through what they're going through. Social media is a great connector that way.
Okay. And so I'm glad that you made it really inclusive on that. And when you say social media, what specific media are you talking about?
By definition, social media is a platform that encourages two-way communication between the author and the audience.
Oh, two-way. I like that definition. That's a little different from what I've heard. It's not just the listing of it's do this and do this. It's two-way.
Absolutely. And it could have many forms. For instance, this podcast that we're performing, that's a form of social media. When a video on YouTube is a form of social media where the content provider can provide video. It could be a blog. It could be Twitter or Facebook. Social media has so many different forms, and it could adapt to the strengths of the person who's producing that content.
Oh, I'm glad you're saying that, because obviously I love podcasts, but boy, I can't tolerate Twitter or Facebook. Like, get me away from that. So I can choose the mechanism that suits me. We all can.
Absolutely. And I speak to a lot of doctors in particular, and some doctors, they're not great writers. They don't feel comfortable writing a long article on a blog. So I encourage them, for instance, that they can go on YouTube and create a video and do what they do every day in the exam room on video. So I think that's one of the powers of social media. It's just so versatile. There's something for everyone.
Oh, that's really neat. I really appreciate hearing that. There's so many ways we can be communicating and so many ways we can receive information. You keep talking about kind of the platform to be heard. How can we be heard above all that noise? It doesn't sound like, what's the word, cacophony or something, when there's like coming at you too fast, too much. How can you be heard with all this social media these days?
Well, I think it's important not only to share information, but speaking as a healthcare provider, it's also important to curate all that information, because you're right, there are so many people that can have a platform and say what they want to say, but when it comes to healthcare, what they say isn't always the most reliable. So speaking as the healthcare provider and as an authority of health information, I think social media is a great platform where I can sort out all that information for patients, curate that. For instance, on Twitter, I can share reliable health links. So when there's a breaking health story, patients can look at my feed and they know what kind of articles I endorse. And I think that social media as a curation tool, I think, is tremendously powerful.
Oh, that's neat. So we have a role not just producing content, but kind of managing it and making it easier for others. I think now is a good time. Maybe you can share with all our listeners about your KevinMD.com. It's an amazing platform. I get emails from you several times a week, and I'm always clicking on something. Could you describe that for everybody, please?
Sure. Well, thank you very much for reading, first of all. I started KevinMD.com about 10 years ago, and honestly, I didn't know what to expect. And it started as a blog where I would share my thoughts on breaking health news. And it got to a point where one day I walked into an exam room, and the first thing that patient said to me was, I read your article on your blog, KevinMD.com, and I was
really
interested in what you had to say, and I was comforted by what you had to say about some breaking health news. And I realized that social media was a powerful way to definitely connect with patients.
Wow, that's really that interactive two-way communication when a patient comes to you saying, I read your blog.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and, and I had no idea that this was by no means planned. And since then, it has evolved onto other platforms on Facebook and Twitter, where I can do what I talked about earlier, guide patients to better health information, where I can share reliable health links. And it's also broken off into a course where I didn't expect my voice to be heard by mainstream media. It's captured the attention of newspaper editors and television producers, because they're interested in hearing what goes on behind the exam room. There's an interest in what physicians have to say, especially with healthcare reform evolving our healthcare system. And it's given me so many opportunities and connections that I wouldn't have dreamed of before I started the site.
Wow, I can hear your excitement about it, and I could see that when we met in person, too. I'm interested in a few different ways. It's taken you in a lot of different directions. Give us some example. I mean, I know mainstream media is one. I mean, you're in the New York Times, you're on TV. How can any of us learn from that? I mean, yours is a Gigantomo blog now. How can we learn from it?
Well, I think that there's a lot of people that don't know what goes on behind closed doors in the exam room.
Okay.
A lot of patients in particular, they want to know, why are we waiting so long in the waiting room? Why does it take so long to get an appointment at the doctor's office? And why are healthcare costs going so high? And sometimes they get an opinion from a newspaper article without a perspective from physicians who are actually practicing. And I think that's where social media, not only my blog, but there's hundreds of other physician blogs where they share their stories. And I think it's tremendously important for us to share these stories because it really gives an unvarnished view as to what goes on behind the scenes. And it's important because sometimes those who make healthcare decisions, the policy experts and politicians, they don't have this on-the-ground knowledge. And I think it's important that if they're to make healthcare decisions that guide our healthcare system, it's important that these stories be heard.
Now, your stories get heard by a lot of people, and your blog is enormous. Thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions. I mean, people know about you. That didn't just happen by accident, did it?
It's taken a long time. It's certainly been incremental. Like I said, I've been doing this for over 10 years now, and it's been an evolving process for me. I've learned a lot during my time on social media, and I've listened to patients, and I think one of the things that I wanted to mention earlier is that not only should patients listen to doctors should listen to what goes on with patients too, because a lot of the prescriptions that we prescribe, a lot of the tests that we order, doctors like myself, we haven't gone through these things. We haven't gone through the patient experience. And I've learned a tremendous amount from what it's like to be a patient in our healthcare system as well. And over the years, there's been an interest not only from the physician side, but from the patient side as well. We want to know what goes on in each other's worlds. And that's really the biggest thing that's been so gratifying during my social media journey.
That is so neat. You're really an inspiration as you go through that. Now, our listeners, we're not all Kevin Foe and don't have this huge audience ready and waiting for us or even 10 years to create it. What can we be doing now to get our message heard and use that platform in ways that make sense?
It all depends on what your goals are. So before you even set foot on social media, you need to ask yourself, what are my goals for it? What do I want to get out of it? Do I want to share my story? Do I want to advocate for a cause? Do I want to debate healthcare reform? And then there's a social media platform that fits any goal that you want. For instance, if you want to advocate for a cause, there are so many nonprofits and patients who provide a great and powerful blogs. They build Facebook pages where they can spread their message. If people just want to curate information and share reliable health articles, it's as easy to do that on Twitter. So I think that it depends on what their goals are and what platform best fits their needs and personalities, and go out and learn about it and adopt it. And these platforms are constantly evolving and changing. There's a new one that comes up every few months.
Is there also a part about being willing to take a risk? I know that from these podcasts. I got this started. People didn't really know what podcasts were. It's still an emerging technology and medium. You said you didn't know what you were in for, too. Is there some characteristic you and I share that maybe others could bring on of, like, just go try it?
Absolutely. You have to risk being vulnerable. You have to risk a failure. This is a new medium. There's no guidelines. There's no textbooks on teaching us how to do these platforms, do these forums. I'm sure over the time that you've been doing these podcasts, you've learned a tremendous amount from the very first podcast that you've done. And the same thing for me with social media. I've learned so many things about blogging, about interacting with the audience, about moderating comments, and about sharing stories that I wouldn't have known on the first day. So you have to take a risk. You have to not be afraid of being vulnerable and putting your story out there.
And then the beauty of these media is that you can keep changing it and adapting it.
And not only changing and adapting it, the audience will tell you what to change and adapt, because one of the strengths of social media is that two-way communication. So if you put something up that touches a nerve, that isn't quite what you want to receive, you'll know about it immediately.
That's wonderful. For people to go look at yours, I know you bring in many voices. I mean, I don't know how you could possibly sleep or do anything else for as active as your website is and everything else you're doing in your life. But it's not just you doing the writing. You bring in other voices too. How does that part work?
So over the years, the platform has grown in visibility, and I wanted to share that platform with other doctors who may not have a platform to share their story.
Mm-hmm.
So I currently have about 1,500 healthcare voices that share their stories.
1,500?
That's right, 1,500. And they're mostly physicians and other healthcare providers who want to share their story and their opinion as to what it's like to practice in a healthcare system. But I also have a strong proportion of patients as well, because as I mentioned earlier, it's important for physicians to hear the voices of patients as well, because as a doctor, I don't know what a lot of patients are going through in our healthcare system. So it's important that we in the healthcare profession know what it takes to be a patient in our healthcare system. And social media and my site in particular is a great forum where we can exchange these views.
Well, I hope that all our listeners go to kevinmd.com. We are certainly going to have a link on your webpage. One last question, Kevin. You talk about all the positives of this, the energy. I'm hearing that. Are there any cautionary notes?
I think it ties into the concept of being vulnerable. Speaking as a physician, I think that there are a lot of doctors who perhaps share too much. They violate patient privacy. Like I said before, there were no rules to guide their actions. Now there are more stringent rules. And yes, there are some physicians who have gone too much and revealed too much. And we who watch these episodes learn from them. So I think that, yes, it's good to be vulnerable, but there is a risk of sometimes sharing too much. So you need to be careful where to draw that line and make sure that line is somewhere that you're comfortable with.
Thank you so much for kind of putting some parameters around this, too. And Kevin, thank you for doing all you do and sharing it with listeners at Health Literacy Out Loud.
Thank you very much for having me on, Helen.
Wow. As we just heard from Dr. Kevin Foe, there are so many ways to communicate our health message. But communicating our messages clearly is not always easy. For help, please visit my Health Literacy Consulting website at www.healthliteracy.com. And while you're there, feel free to sign up for the free e-newsletter, What's New in Health Literacy Consulting. New Health Literacy Out Loud podcasts come out every few weeks. Subscribe for free to hear them all. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and the Health Literacy Out Loud website, www.healthliteracyoutloud.org. Did you like this podcast? Even more, did you learn something new? I sure hope so. And if you did, tell your colleagues, tell your friends. Together, let's let the whole world know why health literacy matters. Until next time, I'm Helen Osborne.